Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. The CGT announces 500,000 demonstrators in Paris against 400,000 during the first day of mobilization on January 19th. And according to the police, 40,000 people demonstrated in Marseille, 28,000 in Nantes, and 23,000 in Rennes. Unions are satisfied with this increase in mobilization. For the General Secretary of the CFDT, Laurent Berger, this is a real signal sent to the government. Meanwhile, the left is angry. Only the referendum motion of the Rassemblement National will be put to the vote of the Assembly next week. It was chosen after a draw to the detriment of the motion of the NUPES. The two groups want a referendum to be held on the question of pensions. A man was arrested in the Gard, suspected of being involved in the disappearance of Siem. Siem is an 18-year-old young woman who has been missing for nearly a week in La Grand Combe. The man arrested is said to be the last person to have been in contact with Siem, who supposedly got into his car. The suspect must also be tried from tomorrow before the Circuit Court of Gard for a case of homejacking. And delinquency is on the rise in France. Almost all crimes and misdemeanors have increased last year, according to the Ministry of the Interior. Domestic violence has increased by 17% and sexual violence by 11%. Burglaries, vehicle thefts, as well as arrests for drug trafficking have increased as well. France will supply 12 additional Caesar guns to Ukraine in addition to the 18 units already delivered. These 12 medium-range guns will be financed as part of the support fund of 200 million euros set up by France. In addition, 150 French soldiers will be sent to Poland, where they will train 600 Ukrainian soldiers per month. And then today is the last day to register at the ticket office for the Paris 2024 Olympic Games. The final phase of registration on the official site ends at 6 p.m. Then there will be a draw that will allow the purchase of tickets from February 13th. In total, nearly 10 million tickets will be on sale for these Parisian Olympics. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.